What I think I remember best from all of those times down there was the first time looking up and seeing people. It seemed to me silhouetted against the sky. You know, you could see the sky through there, right through them. And that would have been on above Nightmare Ledge. And I didn't think anybody could be in a place like that. And then, you know, a season later, being up there, you know, and and after the ledge, you know, there are those few moves. And then there's that marvellous moment when you step onto the little knife edge ridge before you kind of step up into the end, and the cliff just falls away and the waterfalls and all of the rest of it. That stays in my mind all of those years, that first wonderful moment. Yeah. That was just beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it might do when you come up the roof and then step out onto the edge and suddenly see the waterfall or the rest of it. And a hole that's broken off since the first
ascent. Yeah, I'm told you can only have one finger in it now instead of two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who broke it, Emmett?
No, what's her name? Emily.
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 Mm. That was
thoughtless of her.
Inconsiderate.
A thing that one doesn't, was perhaps a bit of the history that we can give you, the actual Prelude Nightmare doesn't convey the history of that. Because the first ascent of that main part of that was Prelude, which was done as a one-off. And the book has got that wrong. My name is included in that. It was in fact Peter Kenny and Ruth Ortman. They did that together. Mm. And that broke into that outer part of the face. And it's only later on we attached to the other bits. The second thing that was done on that facet was fanfare. Yeah, Peter and I had repeated Prelude, which he'd done a few Sundays before with Ruth. But then we went and did Fanfare, which is, you probably haven't, because it shares the start. Subsequently, the start was used in Spillikin and all sorts of things. That's right from the very lowest point.
It's further
buttress,
down, isn't it?
You climb, you take a steep little, very short little wall, and then you're in a groove. And that's fairly hard. It was hard to me in those days. Yeah. And we did it in the first ascent of Fanfare, and I found it pretty precarious. And then one moves on to relatively easy stuff. Now, when we were doing Fanfare, we in fact diagonaled quite a bit left to get onto this lake of vegetation to the base of the Spillikin. That's the way we did Fanfare. Mm-hmm. Subsequently, the route that's now used for Fanfare and for Spillikin and everything else is that you cut out the deviation left and then the easy climb right, and you go pretty well straight up to where the Spillikin was. But in case of Fanfare, we went left and then back right up the vegetation rig, and that landed us at the base of Spillikin. In those days one just easily chimneyed up the Spillikin and felt very secure, although we now know how insecure it really was. And in the first ascent of Fanfare then, when one was making what's described in the guidebook as a gut-wrenching step around, it was nothing like as gut-wrenching, because one was protected from the top of the spill. The leader was protected there, and in fact it was rather harder for the second, because you're protected slightly above, and then you went around the little corner. And the second, and when we were doing Fanfare, we belayed, in fact, in Scimitar, which one crossed, so it was, you were really quite well protected in both parts of that. And then you went diagonally upwards, to near Nightmare Ledge.
Right.
A Nightmare Ledge hadn't been climbed. A Nightmare hadn't been climbed. It was just after that then that Peter and I did Nightmare. It was labelled Nightmare Ledge before the climb. The ledge was named first. And then Peter and I decided to have a serious crack at it. And I led it. And it went even more easily than I expected. And it followed the current line. Though not exactly, because more recently it has been gardened out as we originally did it, and the upper portions, one climbed to the left of that groove, because the groove was too full of vegetation, so one did really rather area moves to the left of the groove, and then one crossed the groove. But so now it's been cleaned out so I can get protection and good holes in the roof itself. But
that's above, way above the ledge and where the holly tree used to be.
That's above where the holly tree, yes. That roof above.
Pretty in the way, because the wall was nice.
We used to go out to the left and do really, I found
it was nice.
Yeah. And then one crossed over and move out to the, out to the, you know, the waterfall. So that was, that's like with weight, turned out.